It's the 420 Drug War News. This is part four of our discussion with Mr. Howard Josepher, the pioneer in harm reduction based in New York City.
That a lot of these addictive behaviors begin at an early age. By the time people get into the mid-20s, late 20s, they've got a job, a wife, kids, obligations, and many begin to walk away. This is not true of everybody, but it holds true that if we can get folks through those years, there's a better chance they're going to live a long life. Your thought?
Of course, and it's interesting that I bet if they did a study, they would find a lot of people made their turnaround around their early 30s. You know, certainly for me, it was in the 29th year. I think I went into treatment and completed it when I was 30, I think. But
in that range, sure.
Yeah, and I wasn't really young when I started. I was a college graduate.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time. I tried it. But you know what we also have to do is really understand, you know, that how good an opiate can feel. You know, I mean,
it's something like being held by Jesus or something.
Yeah, amen, right? It's uplifting. I mean, I remember it when I was younger, I was so insecure, and going into a club or something like that. But if I was high, I didn't feel in the least insecure.
Comfortable as it.
Yeah. So let's, you know. I mean, what are you going to say? It's good.
Yeah.
It's people
well,
good. Yeah.
Well, Howard, you know, we're here at the Drug Policy Alliance Conference. You're one of the pioneers, one of the guys who took this on, who showed us some examples, who got us started in the right direction. What's your thought to these young kids? A lot of them are just marijuana-centric. They don't have a lot of perspective, if you will, towards harder drugs or those complications. But there's a bigger drug war to be fought. Am I right?
Well, sure. It's interesting what you're saying because you do see here a representation of what I would consider young kids.
Yeah.
I just thought of saying there must have been a saying when there's weed, there's need. You know, but it is all about need, isn't it? You know that for some, you know, the marijuana is enough. It's all they need. You know, and they don't need to go into other stuff. But then it's probably all related to the pain the individual feels. You know, the more the pain, the more they're going to need to self-medicate.
Full discussion with Howard Josepher is on the 12-4 edition of Cultural Baggage. I am Dean at DrugTruth.net.